And the number one tool of all time here is called trailing 12-month chart. How many in the room use them already? You know if you do. Terry does, I know. Dave does, yeah. Anybody else? Almost nobody. Oh my goodness. This is the big one. This is really easy. You don't like charts and numbers, that's okay. This is still going to be wonderful for you, I promise. And I got to get everybody in the room to use it. Here's why. You're going to be more personally successful, and you're going to make more money just because of this silly little chart. So what do I got? I got two charts on the page. The upper chart is an ordinary monthly chart on sales, just like you've been used to since the fourth grade when you learned how to make charts. Ordinary monthly chart on sales. And it could be on anything. How does it work? You post this month's number on it, and it either goes up or goes down, right? You've been looking at this chart for a bunch of years, a whole bunch of years. Below it is something we call a trailing 12-month chart, which uses the same numbers, but gives you a totally different picture. Why are we doing the lower chart? Here's why, and at first you're not going to like this answer, but we've got a solution. That upper chart, ordinary monthly chart on sales or on anything else, doesn't work. It's busted. It's faulty. It never did work. It lies to you. And it lies intermittently the way real liars lie. You know, I mean, if you had somebody lie all the time, you just throw them out the door. I mean, come on. But you can't trust the thing, in other words. You don't know when it's telling you the truth and when it's not. That's a real problem. But you have made some bad business decisions from it, and so have I. Your columns of numbers coming from your accounting group are the same way. Now, look, I love accountants, and I love finance, and I love accounting and all that, okay? CPA is the worst. But here's the deal. The accounting system was created for only two reasons. To account for the business and to pay taxes. It was never intended for us to run a business from. And it's the only set of numbers most of us can get. So we reach into our accounting system, grab numbers out, and that's when we mess it up. And you know why we mess it up? Nobody in this room ever took a course on how to interpret numbers out of our accounting system. The reason you never took such a course is there is no such course. You want to make $1 million? Go start a course on how to interpret numbers out of your accounting system. If I have time in my remaining years, I might get to it. I don't know. It's one more thing on my list. But I mean, you'll make a fortune because people need to know how to interpret their numbers. And it's just not there. However, I will give you the simple answer, and that is, if you like something coming out of your accounting system, put it on a trailing 12-month chart, and over time, it will tell you the truth. So it's how we interpret it that's the problem. So the upper chart, ordinary monthly chart on sale or anything else, doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Let me give you the simplest way it lies to you, and you'll be convinced. Let's say that upper chart on sales goes down this month. That might be good. It might have gone down less than in the same month last year, particularly during a seasonal downturn each year. Believe me, most of the people in the room have seasonality in their business. Okay? What's even worse is, ordinary monthly chart, that upper chart goes up this month. Everybody on the planet says that's good. It might be bad. It might have gone up less than in the same month last year, particularly during a seasonal upswing each year. And you can't tell by looking most of the time. Plus, you forget to ask. Well, is this one of those time periods when I should be judging it versus last year or looking at it on its own? You can't. I mean, it'll drive you crazy. That's why we have the lower chart. The lower chart tells you the truth 100% of the time, and the way the lower chart works is the way you thought the upper chart worked. In other words, the way this chart works is up is good, down is bad. Period. Okay? You finally got a cool little work. Now, what is it, and what makes it fit? So we're not going to use the upper one, right? We're going to use the lower one. What is it? It is very simply, each dot on the chart is a rolling annual total. Each dot is the past 12 months added together. So, here's an example. Here's a picture of it, right? It's simply the sum of the past 12 months for each monthly dot. Each one of these dots, we post it for the month, but it's the past 12 months sales added together. So let's take an example. This dot right here, December of 07, it's the sum of January through December of 07. So it's the annual sales. Just think of the annual sales happening each month on a trailing 12-month basis. So let's give another example. This is, September of 08. September of 08 is the sum of October of 07 through September of 08. In other words, these are the monthly sales numbers right here. We just add those 12 monthly sales numbers together ending in September of 08. And that number, 7,344,000, is posted on the chart right there. Got it? Simple. Rolling annual total. Everybody in the room has heard of a 12-month moving average. 12-month moving average chart. Speak for itself. 12-month moving average. This is a 12-month moving average times 12. That's all it is. If you divided each dot by 12, you'd have a 12-month moving average. That's the same thing. So they emulate each other. You can use either one. I don't care. I prefer the trailing 12-month total chart, the big one, because because it makes you think of your business more on an annual basis. But it's just as sensitive as the 12-month moving average. And talk about sensitivity. The only way you can go up from this month to this month is if this month's sales is a little bit bigger than the same month last year on this chart. Why? Because the first dot has 12 months in it. To move to the next month, we take out the oldest month, so we're down to 11 months, and in the new month we just completed, which has the same name as the one we took out, all right? And we're back up to 12 months. So it's really measuring on a dot-to-dot basis this month versus same month last year. Beginning to sound familiar, that's the same terminology we use in the CEO's monthly letter, or the manager's monthly letter, this month versus the same month last year. But what is even more important about a trailing 12-month chart, about the so-called chart, is it gives you the overall direction without sacrificing sensitivity, without losing the ability to see what's really going on a monthly basis. That's what's so cool about it. So I'm going to give you lots of examples in just a second. So how does it work? Well, I've got a bunch of things that are in your hand, as I say. I'll work you to measure anything with it, any key indicator. We're going to talk about what caused the sales in just a minute using this. But here's how it works. Let me reiterate why it works and why it's so important, why it threatens everything else. We post February on the upper chart. It's got 28 days. We post March on the upper chart. It's got 31 days. 3 days different. You really can't compare them. And yet everybody has always used charts to compare this month to last month. It doesn't work. But it's even worse than I just described because February has more holidays than March by far. So the difference in number of business days between February and March can be and often is greater than 20%. Now you really can't compare them. And even worse, you've got to count the number of days every time. Day before yesterday, I was speaking in Canada. Guess what? They have different holidays than we do each month. So, I mean, you know, it's all over the place. You've got to count them not only for yourself, but for whoever you're doing business with, even within the United States. We celebrate different holidays in the north and the south and the east and the west differently. Okay? So it's here's what happens. You post February on the lower chart, it's got 365 days in it. That's got all 12 months. You post March on the lower chart, it's got 365 days in it. Now they are directly comparable, and if you think about it in a second, it even eliminates that question of the number of business days or the number of holidays, because each dot has all of them. So the lower chart eliminates calendar aberration. That's what that's called, calendar aberration. The lower chart eliminates seasonality, because each dot has all 12 seasons, all 12 months. So you're eliminating seven or eight things that cause that upper chart to be garbage, that cause your columns of numbers from your accounting department to be garbage, read just the way they are. If you start interpreting them, you mess them up because you don't have a way of measuring. Use this trailing 12-month chart and it will straighten all that out. Get rid of those seven or eight things, seasonality, calendar aberration. By the way, five or six of them don't have a name. For example, you know about one of them. This is a very common one. Your controller or CFO comes to you and says, hey, we had a pretty good month in December, but not as good as it should have been because we had three payroll periods instead of the normal two. You've heard that one from the accounting system, right? Just sort that out because each dot has all the accounting, all the payroll periods. So it eliminates all these variations that drive that upper chart crazy or your columns of numbers crazy. Got it? All right. Now, how do you make money with it? Well, you see the seasonal downturn this time of the year, and next year, the same time of year, we have a seasonal downturn, and out here in the third year, we're going to have a seasonal downturn because that's the way this industry and this company works. That's the starting right there. What you can't tell me during the seasonal downturn is, are we doing better or worse than the same season last year? And you'll drive yourself crazy trying to figure it out. And you want to know whether you're doing better or worse, because if you're doing worse, you want to put the pedal to the metal. If you're doing better, you can, you know, slack up a little bit. You can consolidate things, make it work. But you can't tell looking at the upper chart. Just look at the lower chart. During that seasonal downturn, we had a little hitch in the giddy up right there, but we kept going up, so that's really good. During that seasonal downturn, we had a genuine downturn in sales that was hidden and covered up by the seasonal downturn in the ordinary monthly chart. Hidden and covered up by your columns of numbers coming from the account. You can't see it. This is the only tool that will separate out a real downturn from the seasonal downturn. So, let's say that you and I are competitors. We are arch competitors. And you don't have this lower chart than I do. The minute it goes sideways right here, I grab my phone and I call my sales force. And I say, hey, sales force, we just had this little bump in the road. Could each of you go out and get us 2x orders this week? Just as we could do that, please? And because I have some nicely like that, some of them will go to work, right? And my sales will go up in the next month while yours continue down for 5 or 6 more months. And I'm going to take that action and get that result every time my chart goes sideways or down. Who's going to win this little game amongst us competitors in the long run if I keep doing that and you don't have the chart? Yeah, you got to have the chart. It tells you when to take action. It's so cool. And it tells you, on average, 6 to 12 months before your competitors will ever figure it out. Or before you would have figured it out any other way. I get people contact me and send me emails, voicemails, call me all the time. I'm back to speak to the group again, and they tell me this. Hey, Greg, I'm making decisions. I'm seeing things 6 to 12 months sooner than I would have any other way. Because of trailing 12 months ago. They're almost magical. I mean, I hate to use that word. But, you know, it's really phenomenal. So don't use ordinary monthly charts. Instead, use something that's trailing 12 months charts. And you can measure anything you want with a trailing 12-month chart. Sales, profit, gross profit, balance sheet items, receivables, inventory, debt equity ratio, cash flow. You might use 12-month moving average for some of those, but same idea. Yeah. Now, all those measures are financial measures. And all financial measures are after the fact. It's like driving your car with a windshield tapered over. You can't see where you're going. You can see where you've been in the rearview mirror, but you can't see where you're going. What we want to do is, because we're looking at financial measures. Okay? Nothing wrong with that. It's just that, you know, we want to be able to see into the future. So what I want to do is tear the paper away from the windshield and look at the business key indicators that drive the financial key indicators. Business key indicators. But they're the ones that happen before the financial results happen.